It's a great win for Oklahoma State. I'd actually just told the team it's something special. First team in 41 years, but somebody told me it's been 47. I guess once it gets past about 20, it all runs together. But it was a special win for the team. It's proud of the way they competed and came together. It's proud of the defense. We were two or three guys short of our defense, guys that have been injured a little bit. We had some guys play and step up and really compete hard. Did a nice job of stopping the running game early, which gave us an opportunity to get our offense back on the field. So very proud of the team and obviously looking forward to preparation for next week.
Mike, you've talked about the defense making strides these last few weeks. Did just finally all come together today, even being shorthanded?
Well, they've been getting better each week. They're working hard, and it's just preparation and continuing to get a feel for the system and compete, put themselves in proximity more in the passing game, believe in themselves. As long as you believe in yourself, you always got a chance.
That happens down to belief.
Excuse me?
Is that what it comes down to, belief? You know, getting off the field against Tech, get the ball back. Is that carried over these last weeks?
Well, I don't know about all that. I think a lot of that at times can be overrated. I just know that the players believe in themselves and they continue to practice hard. As long as they do that, then usually good things happen.
Mike, talk about D'Angelo Savage, 212 yards tonight.
Yeah, he's a good player. Same thing as he was the last week. Good football player. Guy makes plays, likes to play the game. He's tough.
Mike, you keep talking about you're not quite there as far as pick your poison like last year, but I mean, all that stuff, the game, Marshall can run with his bowling pedigree, the passing game, the option game, savvy. I mean.
Well, you ask me that every week.
I mean, that today's game is 551 yards.
They're playing pretty good, but we still have some areas. We didn't run the ball as effective in the second half as we needed to. They made some adjustments on defense, and we got to continue to get better.
What did you see on Nebraska's defense that you could have that much success in the first half? What were they doing?
Well, we don't really see anything other than our offensive coaches put a game plan together on Sunday and Monday, and we practice it and try to make adjustments throughout the game. And I think that our system is no different than anybody else. You try to get the ball in the guys' hands that can make plays. And 22 and 24, Pettigrew and Bowman, and obviously Zach, the guys can make some plays. So we just try to find ways to make plays, and hopefully it works out for us on Saturday.
Mike, do you look at this as just one game, or do you feel like this could be a turning point for the season?
It's just a game. It's no different than any other week. After tonight, the players have to put it to rest, and we have preparation for the next one. You don't have a choice. You know, college football is a roller coaster, just like games are roller coasters. There's good days and good plays and bad plays, and so after tonight, they'll have to get ready for the next one. I mean, we're going to play another good football team starting on Sunday for the coaches and on Monday for the players.
Was this the same Nebraska team you saw in film? Did they come out the way you expected them to?
That's a hard question for me to ask. I mean, the same guys, I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I guess.
But you had to be going 38-0 at halftime, you kidding me? I mean, you couldn't have anticipated that in your wildest dreams, dude. Leading by 38.
I thought we played pretty well, but, I mean, it's hard to predict things like that.
Did that thing was the best challenge you guys ever had, or what? What do you think?
I think it's pretty good. I mean, obviously, I don't have any halftime statistics, but we didn't. First time we punted was what, third quarter maybe. So we obviously played well.
Why do you think you play well? Because of what you've seen on the field?
Well, because these guys they're working hard and they're staying together as a team.
How pretty cool is that to stay together after what happened last year?
Well, they've done it for over 2 years now. They're the same guys. They stay together. And they have good leadership and they compete hard. And I'm a firm believer. As long as you trust in yourself and you circle up, don't worry about what anybody says outside, because most people outside don't really know what's going on. That they'll compete hard and make plays, and the players believe in that.
Mike, you talked about how it's just a game and you've got to get ready for next week. Mm-hmm. Players probably don't appreciate the historical nature of what you did today, but a lot of other people will. How important is this? You talked about how big it was when you guys beat Nebraska in 02 at Stillwater. And what can this do for the program in general, not just this group of players, but everybody that surrounds the program, including fans, support people who know it's been 47 years?
I, I think that that they do know that how big this one is, because it's been said so many times during the week. Prior to the game, they probably would have not known, but I mean, obviously, it's hard for them to not hear it when people tell them all week. It's been 47 years, so I do think they're aware of it.
Coach, for you personally, you've played in this game with this state, and what does that mean to you?
Well, it means a lot because the team is important to me, and that's just not coach's talk. I'm not concerned with myself. I mean, I enjoy what I do. I think I have the best job in the country, and I get to work with young people, and I mean, it can't get any better for me. So I'm happy all the time. I'm excited for the players because they're the ones that put the hard work and effort into it. We had a shot up here in 88, and we didn't play well. We had a shot up here in whatever year that was we opened up here. And we turned the ball over five times and took ourselves out of the game. So my personal opinion, I felt like we had a shot to win the game today if we played well. And I was just glad that we finally finished it and got it done.
When I talk about Zach Thompson, his play coming off, getting banged up against Andy, and just his improvement throughout these four, five games he started
with. And he's playing pretty good. You know, Zach is very durable. And he's done a nice job as a leader, and he understands the offense. You know, he's in the game, what, about game six in his career or something like that. So he continues to get better, and he's an unselfish player who doesn't have an ego. And generally guys that perform like that are going to have success throughout their career.
Mike, I know it's a week-to-week thing, you focus on Kansas State next, but when you look at a schedule, you've gone through the tough time with a little momentum. Now you got three straight road games. Have you seen in the past, I mean, home games, you got momentum points in season to where, I mean, the schedule does swing your way now, and it's a big win going into that part of the schedule.
What's Kansas's record?
Huh? 6-6.
That didn't make much sense then, right?
I mean, you go to your house, so you play a lot of your house.
Next question.
Did you cringe or celebrate when your quarterback through that lead block on the
James Earl? I loved it. Two things that made me proud in this game. Well, there's a lot of things, but one of them was him being a leader and sacrificing his body on the sweep, and then the two plays at the end of the game. I was very excited about them running the power and Martell coming up and really putting it on their back. And then the last play where they scored the touchdown and Sexton came over and put a good hit on him. I was proud of the team because that's why you play the game. The easy thing to do is say it's 45-7 and just let them score. And that's not a knock on Nebraska. That's just I'm proud of our guys for competing all the time. Those two plays and some of those plays that our receivers and quarterback made throwing blocks down the field.
Another thing you'd be proud of, you got three turnovers today. That's been an area where you've had trouble this season. How big was that?
Well, obviously turnovers and turnovers, big plays, special teams are very important in all games. And if you win that turnover battle, then it gives you a chance.
Mike, you look like you could beat them 80-0 if you just run the option every play. Why did that work so well?
Well,
you weren't making 4 or 5 yards. You're making 15, 20 yards every time you ran.
Yeah, that is a good point. They were wanting to run more of that, and at some particular point, I said, guys, we need to run the ball because the clock's to our advantage, and there wasn't really a reason to throw it much or pitch the ball. But we did have some success on the option today.
I know you get caught up in the game, but at some point, were you ever able to just look at the scoreboard and enjoy it?
5 minutes.
5 minutes left?
Yeah.
What triggered that?
Well, I just kind of added up in my head that it'd be difficult for him to come back. But it wasn't, it's 5:31 or whatever, somewhere like that, that I kind of realized that, you know, I need to enjoy this. And you know, there's a lot of fun in coaching. You know, Saturdays is a lot of fun for us as coaches because that's the opportunity to go see everything that we've practiced all week if it works. But you know, there's decisions and things that have to be made. There's 5:31 or something like that, and I finally realized that, you know, this one was in the books.
You got some Gatorade in the
box? I don't know, but I got a shower now. I usually don't have to shower after a game. Good. Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you.